Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Good morning, Rutherford County. It's time to get up and at 'em. It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio, WGNS.
And good morning, everybody. It's Thursday, March 28th. This is episode 1374 of the Wake Up Crew. John Dinkins along with Brian Barrett here this morning. And it's spring break week, but it is dwindling fast. It's going down fast. So it won't be long before you'll be back in school. Easter is in 3 days. That's always a pleasant little Sunday. Mm-hmm. And it's Throwback Thursday today. I do want to mention, too, April 8th, there's no school.
That is true. That is true. Yes.
I guess you can still buy your glasses in case you want to, if you're home and you want to go out and look at the eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
But have you got your glasses?
I don't.
You won't even go outside, will you?
Probably not.
When is that supposed to occur? What time of the day?
So between 12:45 or so and like 3:45 in that 3 hour window, you know.
You mean I have to stay in the house for 3 hours?
No, you don't have to stay in the house.
Just don't look directly into it.
No, just you can go about your daily business, but don't look directly at the sun. No.
If it looks kind of dark, don't panic. The world's not coming to an end or anything.
Right.
As far as we know,
I think we're going to see about 95% coverage.
That's pretty good.
It's not a total, but yeah, it's about 95%. So, I mean, it'll get dark. And what's weird, the last time that it happened, it got dark and you could hear the crickets start chirping and, the roosters start crowing.
Well, do they, I can't remember the last one, but I do remember it got really dark.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how long it lasted. Does it last?
It's only
maybe a minute or two.
Yeah, it's only a matter of minutes.
That's what I thought.
And then it slowly begins to move away. So, but it's the only time that you could look directly at it, and we can't hear because it's not 100% coverage. But in areas where it is 100% coverage, as soon as it reaches its maximum, you can look at it, but it's only a short couple of minutes. So,
whole lot to do about nothing, really.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
I wonder what they did in the days, though, before there was a lot of coverage of it, you know, like in the 1800s.
They just looked at it. They didn't have sunglasses.
Well, I mean, wouldn't that be a kind of a creepy thing if you didn't know that it was coming and then all of a sudden one day it went dark during the middle of the day?
I wonder when did they start predicting weather? I guess that's been forever, though, I guess. People have studied the weather.
Yeah. Records have been kept here in Tennessee since the late 1800s.
Whoa.
So, just depends on where you are in the country. Now, they didn't have, you know, a lot of the instrumentation that they do today, but they, you know, they would write down, you know, Tuesday, March 28th, 1886, sunny, and they could tell the temperature and things like that, maybe.
Yeah, they could do barometric pressure and stuff, I think. Then they have some gauges or something, some primitive type things. So, or what grandma said. What did grandma predict, you know, that kind of thing.
You know,
well, it snowed last time this year. You know. So they kind of kept records, and then they just kept getting better and better and better at it.
Yeah, once things were invented.
Meteorology is a big thing now, isn't it? I mean, you can go to school to be a meteorologist and be on television, you almost have to be a meteorologist now, don't you? And the days of Bill Hall, all that's gone.
You're a local weatherman.
Yeah.
You know, those days are gone, I think. Lisa Patton at Channel 2 would have been the last one of those.
Yeah, and you have to learn how to use a computer.
Yeah, it's pretty much like putting together a big slideshow.
Yeah, but when they're having bad weather, you know, there's a guy that's there just basically looking at the computer.
Yeah, he's kind of...
It's Davis Nolan at Channel 2. It's Dan Thomas at Channel 4.
Yeah.
I don't know who does it at Channel 5.
They kind of are driving the radar and, you know...
Right.
Putting the plots of
now,
the
isn't there
track.
A green screen or something that they look at? So how do they talk so well? They don't ever mess up. When they're reading stuff, are they reading that on the side or a teleprompter or?
No, generally not.
You know how they look, they point, and then they go, and this area here, if that's a green screen, right? They don't.
In most places, yes.
But they can see it on the.
There's a monitor.
Yeah. When so they're looking at that.
When they're looking to the left, they're looking at the monitor, not the green screen.
Right.
If they look ahead instead of a teleprompter, they usually.
So they can see themselves pointing at it.
Yes.
And said, okay. I wondered how that worked.
And if they're looking straight on at the camera, most of the time the teleprompter is off for the weather person, and they're actually seeing a monitor there too.
Interesting to find out. Let's take a look at the weather. It's 6:17.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Widespread frost in the region early today, otherwise sunny. Highs top out near 63 degrees. Winds north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear. Frost could redevelop in parts of the area well after midnight. Lows drop to 36. Friday, frost again possible early, otherwise lots more sunshine. Highs approach 70. Then lows fall back to 50 on Friday night. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 40.
Who buys Habitat for Humanity homes?
People who are working and they work hard. Generally it's 40 to 80% of the area median income.
And everyone can support the dream of home ownership by shopping at the Habitat Restore.
We have 20 future homeowners in our program right now.
It just does so much for the community.
Please shop at the Habitat Restore, 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
The death of a loved one, probably one of the hardest times in their life they have to go through.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home.
It's our job to see them through that.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and I'm here with my son Nick and my grandson Jack.
Good food and fun.
Remember your first time at Toots? Maybe it was a first date, you went out with a college friend, or you were celebrating after a big game. Come out and try one of our locations today, and you'll be sure to have a great time.
Toots. Good food and fun.
At Toots Restaurants, our quality has not changed.
Our portions have not changed.
Our products have not changed.
Good food and fun.
Manufacturing, construction, agriculture. Blue-collar jobs are the backbone of America. Those workers know the car they drive to work isn't just for show. It's what gets them to their paycheck. So where do you turn when you need a car but your credit isn't perfect? At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been helping everyday Americans like you through life's financial journey for over 65 years. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
At McCabe Vision Center, we have added a full cosmetic line to the services that we provide.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
We provide laser treatments to get rid of those little brown splotches, surface blood vessels, as well as fine lines and wrinkles.
McCabe Vision Center.
Make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
On Heritage Park Drive, behind SunTrust Bank.
Rutherford County's 23rd annual Earth Day celebration is Saturday, April 20th, 10 to 2 on the Murfreesboro Square, and MTE is proud to be the primary sponsor and organizer. Free fun for the whole family, April 20th on the Square. More information at rcearthday.com.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
Triggered a busy night in the NBA. The Nuggets, the top team in the West, the defending champs, lose at home to the Suns 104-97. Kevin Durant led Phoenix with 30 points and 13 rebounds. That opened the door for Minnesota and Oklahoma City to gain ground on the top team in the West. Timberwolves take advantage with a 106-91 win over the Pistons, move just a half game back of Denver. While the Thunder remain a half game back in the West, they lose at home to the Rockets 132-126 in overtime. Houston has won 10 in a row, looking to make a late season playoff push. Clippers get by the 76ers in Philadelphia 108-107. James Harden back in Philly for the first time, 18 points and 14 assists in the win. Lakers over the Grizzlies 136-124. Warriors down the Magic 101-93. Golden State remains one game up on Houston for the final play-in spot in the West. Bulls beat the Pacers 125-99. Knicks knock off the Raptors 145-101.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:21. That's right. We're right here on News Radio WGNS. We've got a CBS News update coming up in a few minutes, about 20 minutes, I guess. And a check of local news is coming up right after this as well. So news, and more news. That's what we're all about.
If it's in the news, you'll be the first to know.
We've got it. Well, so far, I guess spring break has been kind of iffy. You know, it's been rainy Tuesday, Monday night, Tuesday, real windy Monday.
Good day to fly. The
rest of the week's looking good.
Good day to fly a kite was last Monday.
Well, I was going to say you could go fly a kite, but yeah. But I didn't mean it in that way.
Yes, you did.
No.
I know which way and which you meant.
But, boy, the weekend's looking really good. Yeah. 77, I think, for a high. That's pretty amazing. We're talking about good songs, but before we do that, I want to mention that it's Earth Day coming up, you know?
On April 20th,
that's
I think,
right.
For the celebration.
And since we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, Rutherford County's 23rd annual Earth Day celebration is Saturday, April 20th, 10 a.m. to 2 on the Murfreesboro Square. MTE is proud to be the primary sponsor and organizer. Free fun for the whole family April 20th on the square. For more information, you can go to rcearthday.com. That's rcearthday.com. Okay, now to the songs. Most misquoted song lyrics, and we're to Thursday now. We've had NSYNC, Bon Jovi, and Michael Jackson. I just can't imagine who we have today.
Well, it's an oldie, but a goodie from the Beach Boys.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up.
Okay, so she's giving me excitations.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of people hear, she's giving me her citations.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me excitations.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you hear her citations?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's one of the better ones for misquoting.
Mm-hmm.
But excitation is giving her excitement. Excitation.
Yeah. Maybe it's just a word that's not used very commonly, and that's why.
Well, you know what gives me excitation?
What's that?
Well, announcing the good neighbor of the day, Brian. And Anna Cat Napier is today's good neighbor of the day for always showing love and kindness to friends and family. Anna Cat Napier will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison, the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, and News Radio WGNS.
So if you want to send us a good neighbor, you can text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 to send that in to us. You get a reply back. Just fill out the information. It's going to ask you all the right questions to make sure we have all the information to make them a good neighbor of the day here in the coming days.
Facts of life. The facts of life.
All right. There was a real-life Tarzan at one time who lived in a jungle for 41 years, but he was unaware that women existed, so there was no Jane, just Tarzan.
He should have looked around. 624.
Stones River Manor offers assured care.
It's so warm and welcoming.
Independent living.
What states have you lived in?
Lived in Illinois and here. My husband worked for Quick Growth.
Assisted living.
I have my own place and I love it. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much.
Adult daycare and respite care and specialized physical rehabilitation care.
I love the friendliness and the family attitude that they have here.
Visit them online at stonesrivermanor.com or stop by. They're near the intersection of Haines Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Hi, this is Peter Demas. One of the things that we've done years ago is we've been able to do our orders, like our pastas and many other items, that we used to be able to put them in large pans, and now we have a catering team that will even deliver it to your home. We can drop it off for you, set it up, or they can come in and pick it up. Look up our catering menu on www.demasrestaurants.com. This is Peter Demas at Demas's Restaurant. 1115 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Authorities in Franklin are urging community members to be cautious when withdrawing money from a bank or ATM. Suspects will watch ATMs and banks, follow somebody who withdrew cash to their next destination, then either rob them or burglarize their car. One recent case, Franklin police said $4,000 was stolen from a vehicle after somebody visited the bank and left the money inside the car. Authorities say vigilance is the key to not becoming a victim of what's being called bank jugging. A business jet struck a Diamond DA-42 plane at the Tullahoma Regional Airport yesterday. The business jet hit the DA-42 while it was taxiing on the runway. There were six people aboard the business jet, which was a Cessna Citation II. Nobody was on the Diamond DA-42, and no injuries have been reported. A decommissioned Metro Police sergeant is facing aggravated assault charges after an off-duty incident involving construction workers on I-40. Police say Donald Barnes surrendered himself for booking on Wednesday on two felony aggravated assault warrants related to his driving into an I-40 construction zone and putting workers in fear. The construction workers reported to police. They waved their arms to get the driver's attention and direct him back to the open lanes of interstate. Barnes is alleged to have continued driving forward before stopping with construction workers in front of him. Four Vanderbilt University students were arrested Tuesday after they forced their way past a community service officer to enter the school administration building as part of a planned protest. Police have charged three students with Class A misdemeanor assault. Four students have been charged with vandalism after breaking a window on the building exterior Tuesday night. More at WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627 here on The Wake Up Crew. Good Neighbor events coming up in a minute and a half. Another check of the forecast. We'll also be looking at traffic for the first time today. Brian, the brackets are, I guess if your bracket's been busted, it doesn't really matter, but we're getting down to the nitty-gritty. Well, this is the Sweet 16 coming up, I believe, isn't
that
it?
That is, yes.
So Tennessee plays late, I think Friday night. I believe it's Friday, and I think they play very late. So I don't know.
They're out on the West Coast, out of Oregon or something, aren't they?
So
that's one thing I never have really understood is, you know, why would you send Tennessee clear across the country to play? But I guess they don't really – I mean, fans are going to go whether they're a fan of the team or not.
Right, right. And you get lucky. Sometimes you get lucky, and it's like in Kentucky or somewhere like that. But, you know, and every different region hosts a different region every once in a while. You know, we've had regions in East Tennessee, one in Middle Tennessee at one time. And, you know, just kind of – they swap it around. So
yeah.
It's kind of a matter of luck.
Well – one thing that I do not like, and I think I'm not a fan of it in high school either, but in the NCAA tournament, to give a team on like the women's bracket, there's a school that hosts, but they're always in that bracket, the school that hosts. I think that's unfair.
You know, you may be right. It kind of gives me a chance to have some wandering thoughts about that.
Wandering thoughts from John.
It does seem unfair, Brian, that they do that. And I don't know what the reasoning is behind it. I think a lot of it is money, though, to get a local flavor in there and try to get some money. It's just like they do the high school tournaments, you know, or the state tournaments. You want some local teams in because they can get out of school and get there fast.
Well, you know, and the
– wait a minute. Can you talk through wandering thoughts? I'm done.
Oh, you're
done?
I'm done
with wandering thoughts, yeah.
And that's been – wandering thoughts from John.
Now you can reply.
I think the men's game has gone to playing at places that aren't on college campuses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they play in these big arenas, or you know, Bridgestone Arena has hosted in Nashville, for instance. So they've kind of moved away from doing it at colleges, and I guess there is a point to that. But MTSU having to play in front of the ladies, having to play in front of 12,000. LSU fans at LSU, I don't know.
Well,
I don't
they gave
like
them a, they gave them a good run.
Yeah, I don't like the sectional round either, you know, of high school basketball, for instance. Somebody gets to host. I think it's really late in a tournament to be hosting. But
yeah, you get being the regular season champ, you get that luxury, you know, early, you know, get that out of the way, you know. Then it becomes, you know, anybody's.
Well, it's a right around 80% of the home teams win. So, I mean, you're at a disadvantage if you have to go on the road when it might be an even game when you play somewhere else.
Did you like it when the region tournament was at MTSU? I liked it.
I did.
Yeah, I did too. I thought it was neat.
Somewhere that's neutral, good opportunity to see the floor there and stuff.
But. Yeah.
It's time for Today in History.
Turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore. You can leave your security issues at the door.
Return to Turner Security.
You're a good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Barrett.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
In 1866, the first ambulance goes into service.
Well, really?
Uh-huh.
That's the best you can do with that. Okay.
That was one from Europe.
Oh, okay. 1881, The Greatest Show on Earth, formed by P.T. Barnum and James Anthony Bailey. It no longer exists now. They've gotten rid of circuses. They can't harm animals. In 1885, the U.S. Salvation Army officially organized. You used to be associated with the Salvation Army, didn't you, Brian? You used to ring the bell at Christmas, didn't you?
I have done that.
Yeah. Did you dress up as Santa to do that?
No. But I did. I served on the local board for 12 years.
A board member.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be in one of those fancy magazines, Murfreesboro magazines, pretty soon, aren't you?
No, they've seen my mug.
In 1971, the last original edition of The Ed Sullivan Show broadcast on CBS. In 1972, Wilt Chamberlain plays his last pro basketball game. Also in 1972, Elvis Presley records his final top 10 hit. Guess what it was?
I don't know.
Burning Love. He didn't do that in concert very much. I don't know why, but that was a big hit. But rarely did he do it. 1995, Julia Roberts and Lyle Lovett split up.
She's no lady, she's my wife.
What a weird pairing that was.
Very weird.
We've got Brandon Brooks standing by. It's 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind.
March 28th, 1979.
Is it alive?
The release of the horror movie
Phantasm.
It spawned four sequels.
There's nobody driving.
This date in 1981. Blondie at the top of the singles chart with Rapture. It was the first American number one song to feature rap vocals. And March 28, 1983, the release of the Al Jarreau album, Jarreau, featuring the hit single, Morning. I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Widespread frost in the region early today. Otherwise sunny. Highs top out near 63 degrees. Winds north 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight clear. Frost could redevelop in parts of the area well after midnight. Lows drop to 36. Friday frost again possible early. Otherwise lots more sunshine. Highs approach 70. Then lows fall back to 50 on Friday night. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 40.
Good morning. A steady flow of traffic right now spotted coming up through the Antioch area on 24 westbound, passing Bell Road. They're still working a couple of accidents out here. One in Madison, 1500 block of Gallatin Pike. It did have some injuries. Again, they're just filling out paperwork there. It's already picking up also on 65 right now up through Williamson County as you work your way up from Franklin into Brentwood. A 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. It's Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by the law offices of John Day and Americare Pest Control.
I've got pests.
Americare is Rutherford County's number one choice in pest control, and it's simple to see why. After calling 893-7111, their staff came to my house 8 years ago when I had an insect problem. They looked at the situation, showed me the areas, and what they'd recommend to resolve the problem. After treatment and with quarterly checks, I'm bug, critter, and creepy crawly free. Thanks, Americare.
Call the best of the best to get rid of your pest.
Americare, 893-7111.
Now, WGNS Good Neighbor Events. Some great plays to enjoy this weekend. The Crucible at the Art Center of Cannon County, in neighboring Woodbury. It's a story of witchcraft in the 1600s. And here in Murfreesboro, at the Center for the Arts, it's the musical Bring It On. In that production, you'll witness the cutthroat world of competitive cheerleading meeting the fierce rivalries of high school politics and romance. And the show times are the same at both Woodbury and Murfreesboro. And for Saturday's performance at Murfreesboro, they've also added a 2 o'clock matinee. So enjoy live theater this weekend. The Red Cross is still critically low on blood. Phone the Red Cross and make an appointment that fits your schedule to give the gift of life. Call them now, 800-RED-CROSS. If you're thinking about attending Middle Tennessee State University, you need to take the campus tour this Saturday morning. The group leaves from the Student Union Building at 9 o'clock this Saturday morning. Hey, tell your friends to depend on WGNS Good Neighbor Events.
If someone asked, what's your more, would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Security, access control, cameras, and much more for your business and home. No long-term contract. We keep your business because we did a great job, not because you signed a 5-year agreement. One call does it all for your security and technology needs. Online at turnersecurity.us. That's turnersecurity.us.
Turn to Turner Security.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
Tell us what your vision was like before you had the cataract surgery done.
My eyes were just really out of whack, and I do a lot of hand embroidery. I got to the point where I couldn't even do my embroidery.
Are you now able to doing your embroidery?
Oh, yeah. I can go back and do what I was doing 30 years ago.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive behind SunTrust Bank.
Hey, fellas. If you've been feeling tired and grumpy and have noticed a lack of motivation and drive, you may have low T. Low testosterone levels can cause weight gain, loss of muscle mass, and so much more. I recommend Low T Center, which is where I get my levels tested. They make it quick and easy to get your levels checked, and it's only $25. And with their on-site lab, you'll get your results back in about 25 minutes. Most insurance is accepted for treatment. Go to lowtcenter.com now to book your appointment online. Low T Center, reinventing men's health care.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dickens, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Nice guy.
21 before the hour, and reminding you, you only have one more day of spring break. They just threw something at the radio. I don't know as many people have gone somewhere this year as in the past. I don't know. People around me anyway that I know locally.
Kind of stayed around?
Yeah. Stayed around, played around this old town too long.
I think it's because it's so early. It seems like it's earlier than it in March.
Yeah, it is a little early. And really early for Easter. We'd asked Dalton about it, but he's not here. Thank goodness. Okay, ready for the dad joke of the day?
Sure.
Let's get the week started off great.
You know, I went for an interview at IKEA for a job out there.
Really?
Yeah, the manager said, come in, make a seat.
I'm going to give it a 4.
Okay.
I liked it. That's different. That was way out there. I just, you know.
Yeah, if you know what IKEA is all about.
Yeah, if you don't now, that would have been a 1.
That's trouble.
0.
Yeah.
All right, 641 here on the Wake Up Crew. Stay with us. John and Brian will be right back with more.
CBS News Brief. The Navy is sending barges with heavy lift cranes to Baltimore to begin clearing wreckage of the fallen Key Bridge a day after 2 bodies were recovered.
Divers recovered 2 victims of this tragedy
trapped within the vehicle.
State Police Superintendent Roland Butler says four others too difficult to get to right now. CBS's Charlie Daggett has spoken exclusively with Ukraine's president. He asked Volodymyr Zelensky how it's going on the front lines and the fight against Russia.
It's better than it was 2 months ago, 2-3 months, when we had a big deficit of artillery, ammunition, different kinds of weapons.
Sentencings this morning in New York for fallen crypto king Sam Bankman-Fried, legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
He was convicted for stealing billions of dollars worth of customer money to make risky and potentially fraudulent investments.
Prosecutors are asking for up to 50 years in prison. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan.
Authorities in Franklin are urging community members to be cautious when withdrawing money from a bank ATM. Suspects will watch ATMs and banks, follow somebody who withdraws cash to their next destination, then either rob the victim or burglarize their car. In one recent case, Franklin Police Department said $4,000 was stolen from a vehicle after somebody visited a bank and left their cash inside the car. Authorities say vigilance is the key to not becoming a victim of what's being called bank jugging. Rutherford County Sheriff's deputies apprehended a non-custodial father within 2.5 hours of the abduction of his 3-year-old son from their Georgia home. 26-year-old John Cavan Samples of Utah was accused of taking his son at gunpoint from the boy's mother's home in Rossville, Georgia. Samples fled the scene with the child in a van, allegedly aided by his girlfriend, Angela Baker. Samples was captured at a Shell station at Old Fort Parkway. Pump price increases across the state gained momentum last week, rising 9 cents on average. The Tennessee gas price average is now $3.18 a gallon, 24 cents more expensive than a month ago, 5 cents more than a year ago. Currently, Tennessee is the 7th least expensive market for gas in the nation. In the past, gas prices in Rutherford County have fluctuated high and low, seldom settling in the middle. But today, the price of fuel in the Murfreesboro-Smyrna area is $3.19 a gallon for regular unleaded, striking a balance between those high and low ends of the map. Just south of Murfreesboro in the Shelbyville area, fuel prices average a penny lower at $3.18. Up north in Wilson County, gas prices are slightly higher at $3.23 a gallon. News on demand at our website, WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
We are together almost every day, keeping people's hair from looking like hay. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Those were those hairy days. Uh-huh. Hello, this is Charlie Pitts, home of the non-smoking hairstyling salon. Come on down.
The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street in downtown Murfreesboro.
We are very blessed to have volunteers, to have friends that are decorators that come in and merchandise our store and do our window displays, that help with linens, that help with jewelry, that help just make the store look really nice.
Proceeds from sales benefit Greenhouse Ministries, a faith-based nonprofit serving the underserved here in Murfreesboro. The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street, across from the tall NHC building.
For home restoration at a price you can afford, trust the professionals at Farrah Construction to get the job done on time and within your budget. Farrah Construction can remodel your home or can update your kitchen, bath, or other rooms. I'm Ron Hall. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Call Farrah Construction at 615-893-6120. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
A heart for healing.
When life challenges become a torrential flood, there are local doctors, nurses, and medical technicians who help you maneuver the swift waters.
Gordon Ferguson, President and CEO of St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital.
Family medicine specialist Dr. Chris Ingram is this month's Heart for Healing honoree. A listener writes, "A new friend at church recommended Dr. Ingram, and at my first visit, he listened, made me feel comfortable, and never rushed me. I also wanted a family physician with DO training. The DO training often addresses conditions from both a medical and lifestyle perspective. Family medicine specialist Dr. Chris Ingram is our Heart for Healing honoree and receives dinner for two at the fabulous Alley on Main Street restaurant.
Submit your Heart for Healing nomination to WGNS.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Capstar Bank.
If you're looking for an authentic relationship with financial experts who genuinely care about your unique needs, Capstar Bank is for you. Capstar Bank is dedicated to the people of this community. Capstar Bank wants to help you reach your financial goals because at Capstar Bank, you matter to us. Capstar Bank, 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, capstarbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Information you need.
When we saw some of the need for expansion in other areas to add a second surgery center, Westlawn location.
Joey P., president and CEO of Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Some departments we move lock, stock, and barrel. For instance, our rheumatology department and our gastroenterology department have moved completely. So we don't provide any rheumatology services or GI services at our Garrison Drive location. In conjunction with the GI department move, we also opened a new ambulatory surgery center that basically gave us additional capacity. One of the things we were finding in our existing ASC there on Garrison is we did not have enough space to meet the needs of the community. So we did go through the process to be able to open a second ASC. This one is a single specialty ambulatory surgery center focused entirely on gastroenterology procedures. It's an endoscopy center. We have gone through a process to identify our facilities. When you drive up and if you've been to one of our facilities, you know that, oh, that's Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. It looks like there are other offices.
And that's information you need. Brought to you by Capstar Bank.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And welcome back. 6:48 here on the Wake Up Crew. John and Brian with you this morning. And, well, we're just moving right along. But I did want to mention that if you need to get an Easter shirt, Brian.
Yeah.
You know, they have pink ones and green ones and, you know. You can go down to Kohl's and get you some, or maybe JCPenney.
Pastel colors.
Pastel colors. Mm-hmm. You used to be big in pastel colors.
Yeah.
Now you just wear a New Vision shirt, don't you? That's it. Will you dress up at all, Easter? Will you wear any kind of?
Probably just a polo and khakis.
So sad.
Well, we've kind of been asked to do that. I'm going Saturday and Sunday. I'm going to help on Saturday.
Oh.
So I can wear something different on Sunday.
What are you going to do?
Well, we help.
I mean, what are you going to do?
We help direct and take up the offering and all that
direct,
kind of thing.
Direct. Oh, direct them to where they're going.
Find some open seats and stuff.
I thought maybe you'd be milking a cow or you know, pulling in a camel or something. Or, you know, no, that's Christmas.
Yeah.
That's Christmas.
Those are outside. Since I've been there, they haven't been on the stage.
Yeah, yeah. I was there when they were on one day they were at the stage. Magnificent, magnificent. I don't think it went as well as they thought it would, though.
Maybe not.
I think the camels had other ideas of what to do.
I could only imagine.
Well, they sang that song too, but I mean, I still think it was kind of a, speaking of that, have you ever seen that movie, I Can Only Imagine?
It's about the making of that song.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
Dennis Quaid's in it.
That's right.
It plays. That's a good part. All right, you ready? Let's do a little, what is it? Oh, yeah, celebrity birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
And we didn't even wait. Well, Paul did it out in the hallway today.
I think you made him mad.
I think I did, too. He's not going to come back.
It's a good thing we got a recording.
We can get somebody else, Paul. We can get some little girl singing happy birthday if we want to.
You're taunting him.
I don't like when they don't come in, you know. We can find Lawrence Welk playing happy birthday or something.
Well, that would be a change.
I don't know.
All right, here we go. Birthdays, right? That's what we're doing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, I'm with you. Jerry House, 1948, American radio personality. Man, I miss him. Jerry House and the House Foundation. He was born in Cincinnati, but he was on, what, WSIX? Is that
right?
98 for years and years and years.
A long
time.
He's
a songwriter, too. He's had some, I think he's had a couple of hit records, too.
Yeah.
And, wow.
I used to pass him in the hallway.
Oh, man, you hobnob with all the big guys. Him, Brady, Pastor Brady.
Duncan Stewart.
Duncan Stewart, yeah. Rudy McIntyre. Rudy Kalish. Kalish. Boy, I can't remember their names anymore. 1955, Reba McIntyre. Did you know her? Did you meet her? Nah, there.
I've been to her house. Or by her house.
By her house. She doesn't live there anymore either.
Oh.
Reba McIntyre, American country singer. Let's listen to me, Reba. She's born in 55. A single mom who works two jobs, who loves her kids and never stops. With gentle hands. That would make her 68.
Yeah. She's got a new show coming out.
Yes, yeah,
it's like the third iteration of Reba.
Yeah. In 1969, Brett Ratner, American film director, he directed the Rush Hour movies. 1970, Vince Vaughn in Swingers, Wedding Crashers. You know, he and Owen Wilson have kind of like faded a little bit. I've seen
you don't say.
Vince Vaughn and Tom Brady do a commercial together.
Oh, okay.
Around Super Bowl time, Vince Vaughn. 1981, Julia Stiles, American actress. She was in Save the Last Dance, The Prince and Me. Big 80s actress, you know. No, excuse me, 90s, late 90s. In 1986, Lady Gaga, American singer, songwriter, and actress. Her real name is Stephanie Germanotta.
Wow.
Or Germanotta. One of the two. Did you know that was her real name?
I did not.
Well, you know now because you've been listening to the Wake Up Crew.
I know she was good in The Star Is Born. A Star Is Born.
Yeah. I haven't seen that yet. I've seen just the very first few minutes of it. I thought Bradley Cooper was really good in that.
He was good in that.
Leanne Lamb has had birthdays today. Brenda Camerata, Randall Hall. Tom, I saw Randall not too long ago. Tom Hill. And Matthew Phillips, happy birthday from WGNS.
So if you know these folks, we're wishing them a happy birthday. If you know folks who are celebrating on the 28th day of March, call or text. The number is 615-893-1450, 615-893-1450. You can join us here on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club this morning.
What is today?
Well, let's see. It's National Something on a Stick Day.
Like so, corn dog.
Yeah.
Popsicle.
Be something on a stick. Yeah, popsicle. It's Piano Day.
Oh, go buy a piano.
Yeah, we show appreciation to those who play the piano on this day. It's, Respect Your Cat Day.
Oh.
No thanks. Let's see. Is there anything food related?
Well, I know one thing we need to do. We miss Puppy Day, National Puppy Day. Somehow, it may have happened on a weekend, but we missed it.
Oh, that's not good.
We got to salute our puppies. I don't know. It's really strange. 6:55, let's take a look at the weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Widespread frost in the region early today, otherwise sunny. Highs top out near 63 degrees. Winds north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear. Frost could redevelop in parts of the area well after midnight. Lows drop to 36. Friday, frost again possible early, otherwise lots more sunshine. Highs approach 70, then lows fall back to 50 on Friday night. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 40.
Improve your quality of life and call Dr. Sean Lancaster with Hearing Aid and Audiology Services. If you've been struggling with your hearing, I encourage you to give me a call, Dr. Sean Lancaster, and take a free hearing aid test drive and see for yourself how much hearing aids can truly help.
Good morning. They're wrapping up an earlier wreck, 24 eastbound, right near Ellington Parkway. Again, that should be in its cleanup stages now. It's starting to get a little bit busy on 24 westbound, coming out of Murfreesboro and Rutherford County like it normally does. This time of the morning, headed up past Bell Road up to Antioch as it also builds on Vehicle Vietnam Vets going westbound through Hendersonville headed towards Conference Drive. It's also picking up on 65 up through Franklin into Brentwood coming northbound. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken now has new items on the menu like grilled chicken tenders. Check them out today at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Craig Wirtin, store manager of the Tire World in Smyrna. We are Smyrna's local neighborhood tire store, and we have serviced all of our customers' needs since 1983. And thanks to all of our loyal customers for the last 33 years, we will soon be moving to our new location across from Nissan right here in Smyrna.
Novatech, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net. Novatech reflects the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech's IT and print services provide businesses with a free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net.
In retirement, it's all about income. Your money, making money, and you're not spending down your principal. That's the way we do it at Retirement Income Solutions. So if you're spending down your principal, or your money's not making money, keeping you ahead of inflation, check us out today at RISolutions.net. RISolutions.net. And make sure to join us Saturdays at noon and Sunday afternoons at 1 for Retirement Income Solutions Radio with Nathan Cox and Lindsay Cotter.
Habitat for Humanity trains people to be successful at home ownership.
So they're very, very prepared for home ownership, and they are buying their home.
You heard correctly. The Habitat homeowner buys their home. It's not given to them.
It just does so much for the community.
Contact Habitat for Humanity and discover how you can help others with home ownership.
It's just a great impact on the family.
Hi, this is John at L&K Trophy. We'd like you to come down and take a look at our new line of insulated tumblers. We have colored tumblers that we can engrave. They work great for gifts. We have several different sizes and styles of mugs. They can be engraved or they can be printed in full color. We also offer lots of other options for plaques. This is John at L&K Trophy, 1115 Memorial Boulevard, just down from Smith Brothers.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And we've got 2 minutes until news time, but I want to tell you today that Anna Cat Napier is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for always showing love and kindness to friends and family. Anna Cat Napier will receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
So maybe you know someone like Anna Kate that you would like to nominate as the Good Neighbor of the Day. Here's what you need to do. Text NEIGHBOR to 615-893-1450. NEIGHBOR, just that word. Text it to our phone number here. You'll get a reply from us and just tap on that link and fill out the information. It's going to take you a couple of minutes and you'll make someone's day, and they'll be the Good Neighbor of the Day here in the coming days and weeks ahead. Want to also remind you that we're taking birthdays and anniversaries this morning for another half an hour or so. 615-893-1450 is the number. World News next, brought to you by the Low T Center and French's.
Boots, boots, boots. At French's Shoes and Boots, find the biggest selection of Southern styles from brands like Ariat, Thorogood, Twisted X, Durango, Wrangler, and more.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Stand by for CBS News, the longest-running news program in history. That's right. Stay with us.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna. Flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Bridge disaster investigation.
Numerous audible alarms were recorded on the ship's bridge audio.
Deadly stabbing attack.
This is a pretty painstaking event.
Ukraine's president on Putin.
Can you win while he's still alive or in power? Yes.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, two bodies have been recovered near the bridge collapse scene in Baltimore. More of the heavy, twisted metal and concrete may have to be removed before others can be reached. CBS's Chris Van Cleve reports the NTSB chief, Jennifer Homendy, says investigators boarded the cargo ship that hit the bridge and interviewed the crew.
It's just utter devastation.
Aboard the cargo ship Dolly, as investigators begin gathering evidence among the mangled mess blocking the Patasko River after the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed. An NTSB review of the ship's voice data recorder shows the dolly left port at 1:07 Tuesday morning. Less than 20 minutes later, the first sign of trouble. The vessel appears to lose power. About a minute and a half later, with alarms sounding, the onboard pilot called for help, asking nearby tugboats to respond. Less than a minute later, the dolly made that critical life-saving mayday call.
Hold on, traffic on the Key Bridge. There's a ship approaching that just lost their steering.
They had less than 2 minutes to act before the collision. The NTSB says the dolly held 56 cargo containers of hazardous material. That's more than 760 tons. Some of those containers were sheared open, leaving a sheen on the water.
CBS's Nicole Skanga has more on the men who were killed when the Key Bridge came crashing down.
Divers recovered two victims of this tragedy trapped within the vehicle.
Maryland State Police identified 35-year-old Alejandro Hernandez Fuentes, originally from Mexico, and 26-year-old Dorlin Castillo Cabrera from Guatemala. Before the collapse, police officers can be heard on scanner traffic discussing the possibility of construction workers on the bridge.
There's a crew out there. You might want to notify whoever the foreman is, see if we can get them off the bridge temporarily.
After reviewing sonar scans, officials firmly believe the four remaining missing are likely trapped inside vehicles encased in rubble underwater. Among the missing, Miguel Luna, the father of three, came to the U.S. 19 years ago from El Salvador in search of a better life. Minority Asir Suazo Sandoval was days away from celebrating his 35th birthday. He now leaves behind a teenage son and a five-year-old daughter. Father Aku Walker has been mourning with the families.
They were out there working, sacrificing for their families. And unfortunately, they may have paid the ultimate sacrifice.
Now to Rockford, Illinois, where four people were killed in a stabbing spree at several locations. The motive is not clear. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper reports a 22-year-old man is now in custody.
Winnebago County Sheriff Gary Caruana says his deputies arrested the suspect after they were called to a reported home invasion.
The young lady ran from him. She got some stab wounds in their hands and her face. One of the Good Samaritans stopped to help her out. He did get some stab wounds. He's fine.
At least five other people were wounded in the attacks. Overseas, correspondent Charlie Daggett takes us close to the front lines in Ukraine, where he spoke to President Zelensky about the state of the war with Russia.
There's no indication that President Putin will ever give up. Can you win while he's still alive or in power?
Yes, because when he will lose our territories, even small villages, village by village, he will lose support in Russia. And for us, it's enough.
Former Connecticut Senator and 2000 Democratic vice presidential nominee Joe Lieberman has died.
And it will forever remain one of my deepest honors that thanks to Vice President Gore, I was given the opportunity to be the first Jewish American nominated by a major political party for national office.
Lieberman was 82. He had complications from a fall. Political scientist Larry Sabato.
He was truly bipartisan. He was fundamentally a Democrat, but in the latter half of his career, he was more with the Republicans than with the Democrats, at least on some matters.
In 2008, Lieberman endorsed Republican John McCain's White House run and was even discussed as a possible running mate. He served 24 years in the U.S. Senate. 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Disgraced crypto king Sam Bankman-Fried will be sentenced today for his role in the collapse of FTX, a company that was once one of the top platforms for trading digital currency. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson says prosecutors want up to 50 years in prison for his conviction on fraud and conspiracy charges.
He was convicted for stealing billions of dollars worth of customer money to make risky and potentially fraudulent investments. His team is asking for a lesser sentence in part because he's a first-time nonviolent offender.
A Tennessee parts supplier for John Deere has been fined nearly $300,000 for employing immigrant child labor. Tough Torque has to also set aside $1.5 million to pay 10 children. Some were as young as 14 as they operated what federal officials called dangerous machinery and worked long hours. Correspondent Mark Strassman spoke with the mother of a Boeing whistleblower who was found dead earlier this month in an apparent suicide.
Vicki Stokes' son, John Burnett, worked at Boeing for 32 years.
He thought of himself as trying to do the right thing.
In a whistleblower lawsuit, Burnett alleged a litany of safety concerns. In this 2022 Netflix documentary, Burnett claimed his managers retaliated against him for speaking up.
So every time I'd raise my hand and say, hey, we got a problem here, they would attack the messenger and ignore the message.
Burnett was found dead from a gunshot wound in his car on March 9th.
Do you blame Boeing?
I think if this hadn't have gone on so long, I'd still have my son. So in that respect, I do.
Harvard University has removed the human skin binding on a 19th century French book in its collection. It was first determined to be skin in 2014 and touted by the school. But now, after years of criticism, it's planning what it calls a final respectful disposition of those human remains. A new rule just out from the Biden administration limits short-term health insurance to 3 months, and the plans can be renewed for up to 4 months instead of the 3 years allowed in the Trump era. The rule also calls for plans to clearly explain what's covered and how much it costs. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
What if there is a murderer walking among us?
Follow the clues, solve the mystery.
This village really is a place where murder is easy.
Agatha Christie's Murder is Easy, a brand new BritBox original series, is streaming now, adding to the largest collection of Agatha Christie, including Miss Marple, Poirot, Why Didn't They Ask Evans, and more.
The whole collection is magnificent.
Stream the best of British TV, only on BritBox. Start a free trial at BritBox.com.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
That's the latest from CBS News Radio. I'm Steve Kaffin. The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett continues now here on News Radio WGNS.
Thanks, Steve. I'm Brian Barrett, joined by John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett. It's the second hour of the Wake Up Crew here this morning, straight ahead. Also a check of traffic and weather together. This update is brought to you by locally owned and operated Toots.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. And 38 years ago, we introduced a half-pound burger to Murfreesboro, Tennessee, using our own ground beef recipe and a fresh Lewis Bakery's bun. Well, 38 years later, we're still serving you the same delicious, juicy half-pound burger.
Toots, good food and fun since 1985.
At Toots Restaurants, our quality has not changed.
Our portions have not changed.
Our products have not changed.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Widespread frost in the region early today, otherwise sunny. Highs top out near 63 degrees. Winds north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear. Frost could redevelop in parts of the area well after midnight. Lows drop to 36. Friday, frost again possible early, otherwise lots more sunshine. Highs approach 70. Then lows fall back to 50 on Friday night. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 39.
Capstar Bank is for you. Capstar Bank is dedicated to the people of this community. Capstar Bank, 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, capstarbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning. It's pretty heavy now as we check it out live. 24 westbound here at Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway. You got all that traffic flowing in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, and towards Nashville up through the Antioch area. It's already crowded down through Millersville on 65 southbound. As you come through White House as well, it's crowded, but it's moving through Hermitage at the moment. Keeping an eye on that traffic as that starts to crank up also out there in Wilson County through Mount Juliet towards Nashville. Prince's Hot Chicken now has new items on the menu like grilled chicken tenders and so many more items. Check them out at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hi, this is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We are your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World Off-Road on Memorial Boulevard.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Online at tireworld.us.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Good morning, Angels.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
We're back on a Thursday morning. You've got your national news update, and now we're here to inform you, I guess, maybe. I don't know. It could happen.
Not you and me to inform.
Well, maybe a little.
I thought we did. What did we talk about the first hour, though? We talked about weather, you know, meteorology and stuff.
Yeah.
Very sophisticated conversation.
I know. What happened?
Well, you took over the 7 o'clock hour. That must be what it is.
It's Thursday morning. It is March the 28th. It's Easter weekend coming up. Good Friday is tomorrow. That reminds me, we haven't really said that during the week, but you know, your banks and government offices and stuff like that will be closed tomorrow. So keep that in mind. It's so again, Easter just 3 days away. Spring break week as it wraps up here, and school back in on Monday. So, with that said, why don't we talk about, this is episode 1374, by the way, of the Wake Up Crew. Our song of the day from the Beach Boys, Good Vibrations. They're not really saying she's giving me her citations. It's
picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
She's giving me excitations. Not giving me her citations.
Took me a long time to figure out that's what they were saying.
Yeah. So, one more time.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Now there. So, there you go. We'll have another one tomorrow. Probably another couple of weeks.
Good, good, good.
Of misquoted songs.
Vibrations.
You know, drove by, and I know that they've been working on the old Shoney's, which was the Gondolier restaurant, and taking that down. But I drove by on Monday and noticed that there's nothing left there. It's all down to the ground.
Sad.
Everything's hauled away and gone.
Sad.
So ends a little bit of history there.
What came first? The Shoney's on... Oh, no, I guess it would have been on Broad because it would have been on further down the road a little bit when they had the curb service. I think the...
Yeah, that's the original Shoney's was where the Longhorn Liquor is now.
Yeah, yeah.
Where Front Street intersects.
Because you could drive around Shoney's and
pop right back out. You know, the mayor, Shane McFarland, had a post over the weekend talking about that development. And one thing that he brought up in that I really didn't think about, but if you notice where you have business growth and whatnot, take Memorial Boulevard, for instance, where they've put in some restaurants and things. They have like one entrance that you go in and you have to circle around the building. Sometimes it's, you don't have a ton of places that you can directly turn into off of the main road. And that's by design to, you know, but Broad Street, they're going to take up about 12 entrances with this daylighting of the creek where people were turning into, so that eliminates about 12, so maybe traffic will flow better.
Yeah, quite possibly.
So I thought that was an interesting, I never had thought about it that way, so we shall see.
I would think that would be a difficult job in order to try to determine traffic.
Yeah.
You know, like predicting what's going to happen. Like when they built the bridge, did they think that there might be a little bottleneck up as soon as you get over the bridge right there?
Yeah, if you're turning off of Broad and going onto Memorial right there, right in front of the old Mac, it's hard to get over. There's not enough of a lane before the traffic light stops you, you know?
Yeah, I think the busy intersection, too, is the one that goes to Oakland, and you turn left on Haynes, and that little intersection right there where the Dollar Tree is.
And DeJarnett.
Yeah, I think that's a – you try to get out of DeJarnett.
Mm-hmm.
Try to get onto DeJarnett from, say, the SportsCom. It – certain times of day, it's tough.
Yeah. The mayor also brought up something which is worth noting.
You know the mayor, too? You know Pastor Brady? You went by Reba's house? I mean, you're just name-dropping like crazy today.
Well, his Facebook post made mention...
Oh, come on now. We know you talk to him. He's on here every once in a while.
Yeah. It made mention that a lot of the improvements that need to be made with... major thoroughfares through the city are state roads like Broad Street, like Thompson Lane. A lot of people don't know Thompson Lane is a state highway. And so that has to be work done by the state, not by the city. And there are a lot of projects, but I mean, there's not as much money for those because you've got 95 counties.
I can't wait for that to really get going.
Thompson Lane.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun.
The school board just approved the selling of about a half an acre of land on Thompson Lane to the state in front of Siegel Middle and High Schools, where they're going to have to take up to widen the Thompson Lane through there. So, yeah, that one's probably going to be a five-year deal.
Well, the 99 project, I noticed they're building a service station before a filling station and a gas station before they get the road done. Just where we can congest even more before we get the road finished.
Yeah.
That
Man.
Circle K going out, that new one, boy, that's going to be tough. I never did understand the one coming down 99 as you go get ready to get on Old Ford Parkway. The gas station on the right.
The Thorntons?
Yeah. Man, people are always trying to come out in that big line, long line of traffic to try to go, you know. So I saw that problem. I just make sure I always go right and I circle around McFadden School and come out that way.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
You know, use a light. Make sure you got a light.
Yeah. That's what's aggravating about that Zaxby's, too. If you're on the other side of the street coming in,
oh yeah,
you got to go. You got to really go down Old Fort Parkway from my house to get there because it's got to be on your right.
Yeah,
it's a divided
highway. I don't even know if you can U-turn there. I guess people do it. I don't even know if it's legal, but they do.
Oh, I've seen it a bunch. Yeah. All right, so we've got Throwback Thursday coming up about 7:35. Right now, here's some sports.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
It is Major League Baseball opening day, 13 games on the schedule, although there have been a couple of postponements. Mets, Brewers, Phillies, Braves have already been postponed because of rain. Busy night in the NBA where the Nuggets lose at home to the Suns 104-97. Kevin Durant, 30 points, 13 rebounds for Phoenix. Denver, top team in the West, losing. That opens the door for Minnesota and Oklahoma City to gain ground. Timberwolves do with a 106-91 win over the Pistons, so Minnesota's a half game back of Denver for the top record in the West. Oklahoma City, though, remains a half game back. They lose at home to the Rockets in overtime, 132-126. That's 10 wins in a row now for Houston. Clippers over the 76ers, 108-107. Lakers down the Grizzlies, 136-124. Warriors beat the Magic, 101-93. Golden State remains a game up on Houston for that last play-in spot in the West. Bulls beat the Pacers, 125-99. Knicks knock off the Raptors, 145-101.
This is a paid legal ad.
When a family member is lost as a result of someone else's negligence, the grief can be unbearable. It also leaves you with a lot of questions like, how did this happen? Who's responsible? And is my family going to be okay? That's a lot to go through, but with the law offices of John Day on your side, you don't have to go through any of it alone. We understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
When the unexpected happens,
fire, water, or storm damage, Farrah Construction can help. Farrah Construction is also there to help when a car slams through the wall, and that seems to happen more often these days. I'm Ron Hall. Let our family at Farrah Construction help you. Call Farrah Construction and we'll board up, put down tarps, secure your home or business until the insurance coverage is approved. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
Life is challenging and ever-changing. Take control with passive income through real estate investing. Learn how. Learn now. Let Del Wamsley and Lifestyles Unlimited's investors and mentors show you. Meet Del's team live in Chattanooga, 2 days only at the Marriott Downtown, Saturday and Sunday, May 4th and 5th. Register now at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. That's GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Enter promo code 2024 for a special discount offer. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Code 2024.
French's Shoes and Boots is your hometown store for the latest in Southern style at unbeatable prices. Boots, boots, boots. Find the biggest selection of Southern styles from brands like Ariat, Thorogood, Twisted X, Durango, Wrangler, and more. We've got tons of choices in the latest Western wear, shoes, and accessories. Boots, boots, boots. Shoes and more. Of course, French's Shoes and Boots has you covered.
Shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on News Radio WGNS, it's the Wake Up Crew, 722 our time. And time to head over to the Villages of Murfreesboro. We're chatting with the Life Enrichment Director with Memory Care, Melissa Mulay. And Melissa is going to talk to us about, you know, making sure we keep our loved ones involved during holiday times. We've got Easter right around the corner. So an important topic. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, great to have you along with us today. So let's talk about that. You brought up some good points right before we went on the air with this interview about, you know, it's a special time of the year and you're even someone that maybe doesn't have memory issues or whatnot, just making them feel involved.
Yes, it's very important that, especially our elderly parents or grandparents, as I said, that, you know, we used to go to their homes and they would make all the food and we would just show up and eat it. And then as we get older, you know, we're not doing the cooking as much and we're not doing the traditional things that we used to do. Now they're just picking us up or we're living with them. And I think it's really important that we keep them involved in the planning of their, maybe the holiday menu, spark memories about what they used to do on Easter morning, did the kids come over and do an Easter egg hunt? And particularly somebody with dementia, that could really help them spark some really great, fun, happy memories.
You know, you bring up some really excellent points here because, you know, these were the folks that when you were a child, you went to their house and they made that day really special for you. And it was very important for them to do that. And so, you know, we always remember those things.
Right. We want to have a purpose. We get up every day. We have a purpose. And we want our loved ones to have a purpose as well. I mean, even if they can't go in the kitchen and actually cook the meal, you could say to them, hey, mom, hey, dad, or grandma, grandpa, you know, how did you make that casserole? Or how do you like the mashed potato? Keep them involved. They can help you stir. They can help you pour. There's lots of things that they can still be involved in. And I, for me personally, I just think that's really important that we let them know that they are still vital and important to the family.
Yeah, maybe have the ingredients out and let them help you say, hey, bring over the raisins or whatever it is that you're putting in. So just simple things.
Right. And like if you have, if they have like little great-grandchildren running around, you know, you could talk to them about the church services that you used to go to back in the day. And believe it or not, little kids love to listen to the older generation speak. We have a lot of children that come to our facility. A lot of our residents are great-grandparents. And these little kids are, their eyes are wide open listening to everything that they have to say to them. So it's a good connection all the way from like a baby to a 90-year-old. It's just a really good thing to keep the whole family connected and traditions can go on from generation to generation.
We have joining us today, Melissa Mulay, the Life Enrichment Director at Memory Care at the Villages of Murfreesboro. And it could be, decorating, a long list of things. Just, and I think sometimes maybe we get in a hurry and try to plan things to make it just right, and sometimes we forget that, you know, I learned this from my parents or my grandparents or great grandparents, and you bring up a really, really interesting point here, just to make sure that they're involved and that they can participate, and family traditions too. That's how we keep those passed down.
Yeah, when you see your like grandma sitting on the couch and everybody's rustling around getting stuff ready for the dinner, they probably feel like they're not as important or that they can't contribute. We all want to be contributing. So maybe ask them, hey, you want to come over and set the table, put the cloth napkins down, just to get, if they're able to do that, you know what your loved one's abilities are and what they're capable of.
And I would think for those that maybe have memory issues, suffering from Alzheimer's, dementia, something of that nature, this can also help stimulate them to bring up things that maybe they wouldn't have normally done so otherwise. Holidays kind of do that.
Oh, they do, especially, yes. I mean, when you have a bunch of family members together and they're looking around, there's different memories that are going to pop up with each person because we have different connections with different people. So that's very healthy for them. As long as you don't get them overwhelmed, you know, like I said, know your loved one, know what their capabilities are and their limits, and then just run from that. That's what we do here. I mean, at the Villages, we know our residents. We know the ones that don't need overstimulating, the ones that do need stimulation. And their families do as well. So, you know, Easter is just a very special time. Like our residents, we've been talking about Easter for 2 weeks now. A lot of our residents are very religious and it's a very important time for them. So talking about what they used to make and how they made it and what their favorite meal was to make in desserts. It's a really fun time to get to know your loved one again too.
And maybe a great opportunity to also, you know, bring some family traditions that maybe you had even forgotten about, you know, and bring that in to part of your celebrations. Well, this has been a very interesting conversation today. Melissa, thanks for joining us today and hope you have a wonderful Easter holiday.
You too. Thank you.
That is Melissa Moulet joining us from the Villages of Murfreesboro. And you can find them at 2550 Willow Oak Trail. That's out between Medical Center Parkway and Wilkinson Pike. TheVillagesMurfreesboro.com online and on Facebook as well. Middle Tennessee Electric organizing the 23rd Annual Earth Day Celebration Saturday, April 20th, 10 to 2 on the square. Check out MTE's Energy Hub trailer equipped with interactive energy efficiency displays. Free fun for the whole family. Find out more at rcearthday.com.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Enjoy life at the Villages of Murfreesboro, like games or a golf putting green. At the Villages of Murfreesboro, a luxurious apartment, plus a chef to prepare your meals. And all that is very affordable. Let Sioux Hall show you the Villages of Murfreesboro, right behind the Stones River Battlefield. The Villages of Murfreesboro, 2550 Willow Oak Trail.
Is your saving for retirement strategy involving the phrase, I'll get around to it someday? If so, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and when it comes to meeting your goals, time can be on your side, and there's no better time than now to get started towards your retirement goals. Give us a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
TV too loud? We can help with that. I'm Dr. Sean Lancaster with Hearing Aid and Audiology Services. If you've been struggling with your hearing, I encourage you to give me a call, Dr. Sean Lancaster, and take a free hearing aid test drive and see for yourself how much hearing aids can truly help.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
All right, we have made it to 7:30 on this Thursday morning. It's March the 28th, episode 1374 of The Wake Up Crew.
And we say a happy good birthday greeting here to Leanne Lamb, Brenda Camerata, Randall Hall, Tom Hale, and Matthew Phillips.
So those are birthdays that we came into the morning with. And if you've called or texted in already this morning, a birthday, or emailed through the website, we've got those. We'll add those to the list that we announce coming up here at 8 o'clock. If you haven't done so yet, now is your time. Call or text 615-893-1450. Last call for birthdays and anniversaries here on this Thursday morning. A check of local news, traffic, and weather now.
French's Shoes and Boots is the number one place to shop for boots, shoes, apparel, accessories, and much more. Find that new favorite pair you'll be proud to wear.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Widespread frost in the region early today, otherwise sunny. Highs top out near 63 degrees, winds north 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight clear, frost could redevelop in parts of the area well after midnight, lows drop to 36. Friday frost again possible early, otherwise lots more sunshine, highs approach 70. Then lows fall back to 50 on Friday night. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 39.
Good morning. Still carrying a heavy volume of traffic right now, trying to get in up through the Antioch area from Rutherford County, Murfreesboro towards Nashville. Just that normal buildup right now. Same thing going on over there in Hermitage. That's starting to slow at times. 40 West is Central Pike. They're really loaded up in there now on Vietnam Feds coming inbound there through Hendersonville all the way up to Conference Drive. Looked like it was slowing there through Millersville down into Goodlettsville on 65 there. Southbound, not sure if something just happened. 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services here in Middle Tennessee. Tomahawk, Crane, and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. A business jet struck a Diamond DA-42 plane at the Tullahoma Regional Airport yesterday. The business jet hit the DA-42 while it was taxiing on the runway. There were six people aboard the business jet, which was a Cessna Citation II. Nobody was on the Diamond DA-42, and no injuries have been reported. A decommissioned Metro Police sergeant is facing aggravated assault charges after an off-duty incident involving construction workers on I-40. Police say Donald Barnes surrendered himself for booking on Wednesday on two felony aggravated assault warrants related to his driving into an I-40 construction zone and putting workers in fear. The construction workers reported to police. They waved their arms to get the driver's attention and direct him back to the open lanes of Interstate. Barnes is alleged to have continued driving forward before stopping with construction workers in front of him. Authorities in Franklin are urging community members to be cautious when withdrawing money from a bank or ATM. Suspects will watch ATMs and banks, follow somebody who withdrew cash to their next destination, then either rob them or burglarize their car. One recent case, Franklin police said $4,000 was stolen from a vehicle after somebody visited the bank and left the money inside the car. Authorities say vigilance is the key to not becoming a victim of what's being called bank jugging. Four Vanderbilt University students were arrested Tuesday after they forced their way past a community service officer to enter the school administration building as part of a planned protest. Police have charged three students with Class A misdemeanor assault. Four students have been charged with vandalism after breaking a window on the building exterior Tuesday night. More at WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Manufacturing, construction, agriculture. Blue-collar jobs are the backbone of America. Those workers know the car they drive to work isn't just for show. It's what gets them to their paycheck. So where do you turn when you need a car but your credit isn't perfect? At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been helping everyday Americans like you through life's financial journey for over 65 years. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
Fast response if the power goes out.
An app that keeps me informed. Tips to lower my monthly bill.
Communication on things that matter to me.
Done, 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 done.
I want to know everything.
Everything? Well, young lady, let me show you the MyMTE app. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
In a world where some saw only an open field, Middle Point Landfill saw an opportunity for dreams to flourish. You see, in 2019, Middle Point made a $125,000 investment into the Oakland High School football field, which was an investment into tomorrow's leadership. The turf that Middle Point helped to lay at Oakland helped pave the way for some students to become standout players at schools like UT and MTSU, and one became a coach at LSU just last year. We're Middle Point Landfill, and we're proud to support the dreams of our youth.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here as the Wake Up Crew continues from News Radio WGNS on a Throwback Thursday.
Do you remember these?
The hit parade. So, exploring today things that your parents had when we were kids that our children and our children's children won't know what we're talking about most of the time. TV Guide. That's something that John was delivered to the mailbox every week, the TV Guide.
I've quit doing it now, but that was the only magazine. That was the last surviving magazine that I kept, you know, watching.
Yeah.
So I remember when they tried, they're big now. They used to be really little, small, very small, like a Reader's Digest. Do they still make Reader's Digest?
Maybe so.
Yeah.
I think so. The Sears catalog is something that's come and gone, and never really ordered a lot from the Sears catalog at our house, but
yeah, not really us either. If we did the Murfreesboro location down here, you know.
Mm-hmm. What about VHS or Betamax players?
VHS?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I still have mine.
Do you?
Yeah. I'll always have mine.
Betamax never really caught on.
It was about 2 years. And I remember the old Betamax at Walter Hill School. You remember that one? Mr. Harder had it.
Oh, yeah?
And I had several plays that were erased by Mr. Harder somewhere along the line. And by the way, he passed away. Rest in peace, Chuck. Yeah. I hated to hear that.
The console stereo with the record player built out of wood, you know, those wood stereos.
Yeah.
You'd load up.
I don't have one, but I did have one.
My grandfather would put on, and it would automatically play, like you could
stack.
And he would do that with Jerry Clower, and so every night we would hear Jerry Clower until we went to sleep.
Well, that was the beauty about those things. They kind of tried to pattern it after a jukebox, and you could play like six albums like right in a row. Yeah, I'd love to hear that sound of it clicking to go to the other one. Just amazed me that it could do that.
It's pretty cool. The old 8-track players.
Mm, yeah.
8-tracks, I guess they were around for a while.
They were. I always got them tangled up. I never had much success with them. Don't ever do one that you made yourself and put in there, because it'd hang, and then you'd have to try to get the wire out, the film out. Crazy.
Well, we had things until, I guess it was maybe late 90s, early 2000s, when computers kind of took over, but cart machines here at the radio station were used, and they used the same type of tape inside.
Yeah, they didn't drag, though, did they? Because they were just very little bit of film tape.
Well, sometimes they would. And it depended. You could get different sizes. You could get a 40-second, which you put a 30-second commercial on, or you can get a minute or 2 minutes or
That's
5
crazy.
Minutes.
That whole wall was full of them, wasn't it?
Yes. I mean, oh, yeah. We had places to
build cubbies.
I remember
you used to stack them on the table.
Yeah.
And you could do them in order and stuff. You were great at it. The best person I've ever seen at it.
Put them in order. The station wagon is something that has just come and gone. I guess it was replaced by the minivan, and now the minivan's being replaced by an SUV.
Everybody has an SUV, just about, you know. So
even those station wagons, a lot of time would have those wood grain panels.
Oh, yeah. The Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
Clark Griswold.
Something different. Staying with the car theme, car door ashtrays.
Yeah. I remember those that be in the back seat usually. And then, well, they had one in the front, but they had them also in the back seat inserted into the seat.
Yeah.
So it's a wonder we didn't burn people up.
And a couple more. The old sewing machine is something that almost everybody had in their household.
Yeah, that's a shame. But people don't, you know.
We'd repair clothes. My mother made clothes.
Yeah.
So
she made you a little outfit.
Yeah, a little Easter outfit every time.
I bet you were cute.
Yeah. And the old bread box. Do you still have a bread box?
I have a container I throw it in, like a plastic
Tupperware thing.
Yeah, no, sort of.
That's things that our parents had when we were kids.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it, yeah.
This message for all the men out there. Ladies, cover your ears. If you've been feeling tired and grumpy and have noticed a lack of motivation and drive, have weight gain and loss of muscle mass, these could all be signs of low testosterone levels. And at Low T Center, they make it quick and easy to get your levels checked. It's as simple as a blood test with their on-site lab, and they'll get your results back in about 25 minutes. What I love about Low T Center is it's geared towards us, men. They know we don't like to wait around. They know we're impatient. And they know that we like things simple. For me, at times, that means making things a little more simple to understand, too, because we're guys and we're more focused on heading home to start working on that project car in the garage. Who knows what you're thinking? We're guys, there's no telling. But let me recommend Low T Center. Most health insurance is accepted for treatment there, and they have the affordable and convenient treatment options that include physician monitored, self inject, at home treatment for their established patients, shipping treatments directly to you. Go to lowtcenter.com now to book your appointment online. Low T Center, reinventing men's health.
I'm Rodney French from French's Shoes and Boots in Murfreesboro. I'd like to invite you over to our hometown store, 1837 South Church Street. French's Shoes and Boots has been serving Rutherford County with the best selection of work boots, western boots, and a great selection of shoes and accessories. Our bargain room is full of famous brand shoes and boots up to 90% off mall prices. Brands like Clark's, Merrill, Justin, and Ariat. Tons of shoes and tons of brands, all at super great prices.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, it's 7:42. We're wrapping up this Thursday edition of the show. We've got a good Friday show planned, which we'll start planning tomorrow morning when we go on the air. It's usually the way it happens.
Now, you're not supposed to tell the audience that.
That we prepare while we're doing the show.
They listen to the program. They know we're not prepared.
Well, they should by now.
Yeah.
Well, our show is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. They remind you of Rutherford County's 23rd annual Earth Day celebration, Saturday, April 20th, that is, April 20th, 10 a.m. to 2 on the Murfreesboro Square. You can check out MTE's Energy Hub trailer, equipped with interactive energy efficiency displays. Free fun for the whole family, April 20th on the square. More information at rcearthday.com. Also saying good morning to Anna Cat Napier, our good neighbor of the day today, for showing love and kindness to her friends and family. Anna Cat Napier receives flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS as the good neighbor of the day. Send someone you would like to have as good neighbor of the day by texting neighbor to 615-893-1450 and just wait on that reply from us. It's going to take you a couple of seconds. Then fill out the information it prompts you for. That's it. It's super simple, and you'll make someone's day.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
All right. Today's dad joke. You know, I went for an interview for a job at IKEA.
Really?
Yeah, the manager said, come in, make a seat.
Replay.
I really like it. It held up well.
Okay.
Four both times.
Four. That's the forbidden.
Well, I would have given it five, but it's a little quick. It's
not supposed to be quick?
Well, I mean, no, it's fine to be quick. It just... some people might have been a little slow getting that one.
I went for a job.
No, that's not what I mean. It's not. It wasn't very long.
Yeah. Quick and to the point.
Now the judges are being questioned every single time.
I'm not questioning. What have we learned today?
Give you a three. How about that? Have we learned? Well, I enjoyed the things that our parents had that we don't have, that we don't even know about anymore.
Yeah. So. We've still got another week to do that. So There's a lot.
That was some good stuff. We talked about the weather today, meteorology, and having to have a degree in meteorology. You go to meteorology school.
Yep. There are
now, where would one do that?
There are several around the country. The one closest to us here would be Mississippi State, I think.
Okay, so you go to a regular college for that.
Yeah,
okay.
I took a semester there.
At Mississippi State?
Mm-hmm.
You went down there?
No, it was
online
correspondence. No, it was before the online days. It's really weird, but speaking of things that aren't around anymore today, they sent you a box of VHS tapes of the lectures, and you watched, and then you took tests and mailed them back.
Wow, so you're one semester of meteorology.
Yeah.
How many semesters do you have to take?
Oh, I'm sure it's, I don't have a clue.
Well, what made you stop?
Well, I got married in November and found out that Thanksgiving that Dalton was on the way.
Oh, okay. That explains that.
Yeah, had to get a job, had to work. So, all right. Well, that's what we've learned today here on the Wake Up Crew.
Next on the Wake Up Crew, stupid, silly stat of the day.
Tennessee, for many years, John, did not have a state pie. But now we do.
Pecan.
No. It's the good old pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie is our state pie?
Yeah, isn't that gross?
Oh, wow.
Mm. I think we could have done better.
Well, Tennessee's known for some weird stuff. So.
And that was only in the last couple of years.
Oh, wow.
All right, well, I'll see you in the morning for Friday.
No. Oh, yeah.